It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, they've figured out a way to prevent another dumpster fire of a presidential debate this Thursday. If a candidate gets out of hand, they're going to mute their microphone. The Commission on Presidential Debates added the rule after that disaster of a debate a few weeks ago that we all saw. Each candidate will get 2 minutes to speak uninterrupted. After that, they can talk over each other as much as they want. Democracy!
Yeah. Which kind of surprises me that they didn't do that right off the bat. You know, why wouldn't you?
I guess because, and we've all seen presidential debates, but this last one, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen such a train wreck of a presidential debate.
See, after the first one, to me, it was pretty entertaining because people were getting pissed off about it. But, you know, for me, watch, because it was on in the background for a second, and then I'm like, the wife turned it to something else. I'm like, no, go back to that. I want to see that for a second. Because you could tell, just even in the background, like, this is getting a little feisty, you know? So to me, it was entertaining. It pissed a lot of people off.
Well, here's what bothers me is that these are supposed to be the leaders of the free world. Yeah. All right. You got Trump, you got Biden, and they were acting like school children. You know, you're supposed to be able to rely on your president or presidential candidates to have some form of, what's the word? I don't know, non-douchiness, and just be like, all right, I'm asking a question to this guy. You're going to be quiet for just 2 minutes.
Manners is a good word.
Manners. And it's on all ends of the spectrum. I mean, let's be honest. All of our politics are terrible. They're ridiculous people. It's insane to me that we've elected so many foolish individuals into office. Something needs to change. But for the time being, can we all just, like, 2 minutes, 120 seconds. That's all we're asking you to zip it. Just zip it for 2 minutes.
Here's the other side of it, though. Like, were any of you guys really surprised? I mean, what'd you expect for Trump to sit there with his hands folded and, yes. No, of course he's not going to do that. I guess he's pissed off now, and his camp, the Trump camp's pretty pissed, because that was kind of his tactic, was to cut him off and to be louder and to be more brash.
I just can't wait to hear what we're going to hear is we're going to hear Biden talking, and in the background, no. Can I jump in here? It's going to be him yelling in the background either way.
So when is this happening? Is this tonight or what?
Thursday night. So,
all right.
To be fair, though, I think we should have a mute button just in general society. You know what I mean?
That would be nice.
If we could just shut people off for all right, 2 minutes. You got to be quiet for 2 minutes. All right, just zip
the only bet. It wouldn't work out for you too well in the bar, though, Brock. There'd be a lot of people pointing that controller towards you.
Me in the bar, drunk, is like Trump at a presidential debate. All right, you're not gonna quiet me down. I'm just gonna keep
mute
it going.
That guy. Jesus,
God, that guy said a lot of dirty words,
and he's loud.
I'm sorry. I project when I'm drunk.
And I'm drunk,
so I'm allowed to do it. I don't know how I feel about this, Hunter. Today, GM is launching an electric Hummer SUV.
Hummer.
Yeah, they say it's the world's first all-electric super truck and is the newest way for guys to compensate for their shortcomings, if you will. It goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds flat.
Wow.
Has up to 1,000 horsepower and can even take the roof off so everyone can see you in all of your Hummer glory.
That is nothing like the screaming yellow Hummer. I'll tell you that much. It's like the exact opposite.
Our Hummer goes 0 to 60 in about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Dude, I'm pretty sure they tested it. I saw it online. It was like 20-some seconds.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. That's pretty awesome, man. So they were going to come out with a Cybertruck. That was a big thing for a while with Tesla. And now the Hummer is coming out with the electric vehicle. I believe Jeep is as well.
Yeah.
Coming out with an electric all-wheel drive.
here's my only little bugaboo with this, though, is, all right, when I picture the Hummer, okay, when I picture a Hummer, I picture Arnold, all right, smoking a stogie.
Daddy,
get in the Hummer, do it. You know, it's got to have noise. It's got to have rumble. It's got to ride like a, you know, it has no suspension. You know, it's kind of, it's like a muscle car. You know what I mean? Yeah. In that sense?
Yeah,
you don't want to see a 69 Chevelle with an electric motor.
Just
doesn't do it.
I think I'm right on board with you on that one, because people already have an idea of what the Hummer is. So they're like trying to reinvent it, and I don't think that's the way to do it. I think people would probably get pissed off about that. Give me the old combustion engine. But
look,
what they should have done was just made their whole new vehicle. Just like Tesla. You know what I'm saying?
And this is definitely different. It's more of an SUV style, I think. It's not going to be like the ones we saw rolling off the assembly line like we have, like WIRX has. But yeah, look, we got enough. And we can make all these other little electric cars. That's fine. But certain ones I don't think you should mess with, in my mind. Yeah.
As long as it's not like the H2 or the H3, all right, I'll be on board. Because those, I'm sorry for you guys out there that own those. Trade it in.
They're garbage.
Isn't garbage,
the H3
dude.
Like a 7-cylinder or something like that?
Dude, it is plastic. And just go through some YouTube tutorials and reviews on these trucks. So they definitely had to change it from the H2 to the H3 to something better, which is this electric Hummer. But, man, Hummer for a while there.
No, we need to have – everyone needs to come with a test drive with Arnold, and you get to smoke a stogie while cruising around in a Hummer. That's Arnold. How it works. Arnold, do it. I don't like the little electric motor. It doesn't make enough noise when I'm cruising down the road.
Damn it. So what's better, Arnold in the Hummer or Sean Connery from The Rock? Remember when he gets that Hummer,
always,
the black one?
Always Arnold, all right? You know my feelings on Sean Connery. The guy's a joke.
You hate Sean Connery.
He's played the same. He's an actor who doesn't act. He's never once changed.
James Bond.
So here's the deal, Sean. You're going to play an alien from outer space. All right. Well, he's going to have a Scottish accent no matter what.
As long as I can talk like this in every movie.
Can you do any other accent? No.
No. I can't do any impressions or really any acting. I just talk like this. And
it's what he does for every movie. All right, you're going to be playing a Native American Sean Connery.
All right.
Yes. How?
All right, so there you go. We got muted microphones in the new Hummer. We'll be back with more at your morning dump. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107.